All right, how we doing, everybody? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me again. Let's play as beautiful humans today. Let's play. This is PRQ Homesteading. Do an hour of chatting about how our homestead and our rights as humans to live on a planet are given back to us. Thank you so much for joining me, BBS Radio, PRQ team, for the people.space. A couple of messages real quick. Forgive me. It's not always easy to distribute information via our technology systems. never mind. I won't get on a tangent just yet. Okay, PRQ team. John is in Mel Gibson. PRQ team. John is in Mel Gibson. So hope you guys understand that one. We're going to get to a few things here today. The agenda of the light as it relates to homesteading, the agenda of the light in your politics. Had the privilege of working with one of our favorite callers in regarding Solano County, California. Other topics today will be if you lose America, what happens, so to speak. We won't have that happen. On timelines, we're going to go over a heavy dose of the alien agenda, how aliens interact with you, and I'm going to show you who some very popular people are who are aliens. Aliens being dark beings in human beings. We're going to have me interviewed on my third hour and fourth hour. 5 hours today. Wow, how can you block that one? By Aloha and Sunshine should be interesting. And Mermaid is flirting with participation as well. Should be a big day today. Anyway, let's get to it. Let's play as humans. And then, of course, PRQ Homesteading. Excuse me, PR Project Review with Q is at the end. Always going to take calls as much as I can today. So please call in. Keep your projects coming in. Keep them coming in. We're getting down to being able to get more audience. I assure you there is a lot of people listening to us that really want to help you. Keep your projects coming in. Keep your excitement up there. Keep your prescriptions going, subscriptions going, so we can have an identity for you. We just look at them once a month, so that's why we're asking you. BBS acts as an administration program for us, too. It's incredible that we can get so much help from them and so much love. And as you can see, I picked BBS Radio for a lot of reasons because of their heart. It's not a coincidence that the same area they used to live in is bombed with fire bombs. They got bombed out of California just like some others are. So anyway, let's stay positive here and get her going here. I'm going to start with Solano County. Okay, we have one person who called in on a regular basis. I'll keep them nameless because you can put it together for yourself. But I like using this one let me get a little more organized here. I like using this gentleman's perspective. Because he is able to assess the politics around his community and or communities he's working in, and how rigid are what we're assuming democracy has become to extort us in many ways, because we're so loving and caring, we don't recognize it until we get to the end of the road. We just keep observing it and saying, oh, this is normal. My taxes are not $500 this month. They're $900. Well, we need a new fire department and we need fire department building and fire hydrants. And it seems normal. That's where my taxes go. And by the way, I love my kids going to a great school. Well, when I looked at our customer who's working with Solano County, I noticed the volume of population. So if you have time to look up the volume of of employees at Solano County is quite impressive. Really built that baby up. But when I looked at how our Solano County customer has addressed communications, I realized that their employee base won't be able to understand this individual. Because so and you're going to find this a lot in the ascension cycle. You're getting so much knowledge and you're able to see things from a completely different view than the individuals you're participating with. So we'll use Solano. So Solano County obviously is in a pretty tough spot today because I just said on the air. So that means that the individuals that listen to us are going to address Solano County very quickly. So that's why I bring them to the forefront so we can have we can be autonomous and still be tattletales at the same time, so to speak. And did I ever expect to be a tattletale on planet Earth? I did not. But the discrepancy in which we're able to have peace and tranquility and sovereignty is so grand that I'll do my best to show you what I can see every single day. What I witnessed with our customer doing their best to establish land patent and homesteading in Solano County and or reestablish it, they're able to communicate at a very high level from their heart. And so why that's tricky is because you're communicating with people in these organizations that do not use their heart. And I'm very, very heavy-handed about the infrastructures and the hierarchical systems that have taken away your freedoms of being a sovereign spirit, soul, whatever word you like. I'll give you a quick overview. If you look at the Solano County department and groups within the county, you'll start seeing how the light, when we come in here and participate with you, how confusing this is for us, these infrastructures. Solano County, California departments, roughly 28 different departments, plus or minus, they have an agricultural department. Okay, why do you need an agriculture department? You have an assessors and recorders department. Again, why do you need to charge people taxes? Oh, because you want bridges. Okay, got it. I need to have the roads clean. Okay, I understand. Think we can probably do that on our own, everyone. Auditor and controller, behavior health, board of supervisors, child support services, clerk of the board, county administrator, county center, county council, Department of Information Technology, district attorney, EMS, well, family violence prevention, first five slot. Okay, well, I can do this all day. So look at how. So you're top heavy in these counties, and these departments all go away if you quit paying property taxes. They don't represent you. Senators don't represent you. They don't really care about you. They just want more infrastructure so that there's more infrastructure. It's not that these are bad people, but they're falling in. This is all an alien agenda. All hierarchical systems are alien, dark agendas. There's no one that should be able to control your decision-making day in and day out. And that's why I'm so adamant about all of us reestablishing the highest form of title. And I appreciate you listening today. So I'll keep a few more minutes here once I get this done. My line items, that is, sorry, being a little rummy with my words. I assure you the agenda of the light is to remove borders by expanding borders. You'll start seeing it play out now. This is not to be a timeline creator or a predictor, but you'll see that we naturally want no boundaries. Even though it doesn't look like it, you'll see that our natural way of flowing through the universe and the multiverse is to never have a boundary. So as we get more light in formal decision-making roles, you're going to see that the freedoms start coming in more and more and more and more, even though the, let's say, the great care that's taken to manipulate the dark to keep you in boundaries, states, countries, has to be very clever to work against these positions and where they're at. And so I encourage you to look at the infrastructure of your counties. And why are they so heavy-handed? Why do they have so much capability? And why do they only have one person that swears to the oath of the Constitution, whether it's this country, America, or another? Why is there only the sheriff, the only one that has to back us up? So when we start doing our own administrative work on these homesteads and home patenting, we have to realize that we have to go where it really, really makes a difference, where it really stings. And so in most cases, I suggest you work at the state level. But I want you to feel it out. I love when we make friends at a county level and educate them and show them that, hey, this is really our true process. But where it really, really stings without making too much work for yourself, for making things happen, is at the state level. The goal of the light will always be to remove the 50 countries in the United States of America, and that goes for every country in the world. Know that one day you will not have all these borders. That's how the light works. Your light in you is not going to tolerate people telling you you have to get 12 shots before you can become a citizen of a country because you haven't been inoculated. You should not have to prove that you have to have inoculation before you're a human living in a country. And that's what's happening in many of your countries. Yeah, you can have status, but first you got to get your shots. And if you avoid it, we'll charge you a good chunk of money. In America, I believe you can get out of it for about $12,000 to take a exemption because of your religious backgrounds and so forth. I'm following the Q religion and I've taken exemption to your shot. Okay, that one didn't go over too well. Some people have done that. No one's buying that one. Anyway, get real fun here, everyone. You should start smelling that there is a nice turn coming here and it's getting really exciting. And this is, you're truly in the ascension cycle. And we're just going to do things we love to do now, the more we keep loving to do them. Let's take some calls. Why don't we? Oh, never can get this right. Let's see if I can get this right. Current caller list. Help me. I'll take some calls, but I'm not sure I'm not on last year's call list, BBS. Can you just send me a memo, make sure I'm still in the air here? Send me one little jet. Okay, I see you're typing. Okay, cool. Thanks, I'm live. All right, so we're going to talk with Teresa from New York on two finally successfully recorded their homesteading document in up. Teresa, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling in. Please teach us what you've learned so far and what you've accomplished.
A few of us were able to record the first documents in Onondaga County this past week. Mm-hmm. It was after we, in one of your last shows, you reminded us that federal law is sovereign. I reminded the county mm-hmm. attorney of the same and advised that my attorney would be calling him to explain it. That happened. They acquiesced and allowed it to be recorded.
Thank you, Teresa. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Sure, please do.
Okay, so when you get at the county recording office, did you have to keep going up the ladder of points, people of interest, or were you just able to have a lot of communication throughout the process?
I know of the county attorney personally from years ago. Mm-hmm. So I had that little inroad. He knows of my attorney personally from currently. So those two inroads helped it. And then our just gentle persistence with the county
office. The attorney, very good. So the attorney was really wanted to go ahead and do what was right for you because
he
had to more or less coach the federal laws.
My sense is he was interested in not taking on a county lawsuit. My sense is he knew that we were serious about invoking our federal privilege, and we were not going to let go of that right. And so in order to avoid more work on his end, and he said he got great resistance from the people in the county, he was able to convince them it was the better way to go to allow us to do this.
Right. And so were you able to, thank you so much. This is going to help a lot of people in New York State. Okay. So when you position the information with the attorney, and this is the county attorney, correct?
Yes.
And is this on the prosecuting side?
He's the civil county attorney.
He's on the civil side? Okay.
Yes.
When you positioned yourself with the information, what was the compelling reason other than potential lawsuit? Did he cite why he was going to make sure this got pushed through?
He did not. And my sense was it was a path of least resistance for him. It was an easier road for the county to take, not to fight us any longer, is what I felt.
Say the county name for the other people listening one more time. Slow, very, very slow, if you don't mind.
Onondaga.
Onondaga, New York State, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now you have what we would call a case file proving that, so you've just enabled everybody in your county to do the same thing, haven't you?
Yep. Absolutely. And across the state of New York.
The whole thing. Brilliant, brilliant job. I love you so much for your bravery and your understanding of the information. How do you feel?
Sovereign. Just giddy with excitement.
And it really changes your awareness of where you're at on the planet too, doesn't it? You're like, wait a minute, this is mine. I get to be here. And I'm encouraging people, if they still want to pay taxes, go ahead. But at the same time, you have all the tools not to. If you don't agree with the way people are running your local community, you're empowered, aren't you?
100%. That's right.
What if everyone was patented in your community, and one day they said, I'm just tired of the way you guys are running the thing. We're going to pull the plug on paying taxes. It'd dry up real quick, wouldn't it?
That time will come. That time will come.
Yeah. Well, great job. Any questions for me, please?
Yes. May I ask you, the next step is to file the next recording document, and we can do so in 30 days from this one. Is that proper and correct?
Yeah, I've seen it both ways. I do them in succession after you've given notice. So if you put your sign up, that 30 days elapses. That's the sequence of events that the federal law would expect and or the way the attorneys reads the timelines for that. That's the most successful. But you could do it. You could do it prematurely. You could do it real early, and I've seen that successful too. So I'm not gonna give you a suggestion otherwise. As long as you've given everybody a chance to respond in your public notice, that's when I say you put the throttle down and you take care of them.
And the second document, when we go to record that, I'm simply going to remind the clerk this is the companion document to the first one.
Yes.
Therefore, so it qualifies under federal law equally as well.
That's right. So just use the templates we've made you to just make them almost identical, and you'll be fine. Obviously, the redactments are a little tricky there, but I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, and thank you for teaching us your success. And here we go, New York. Love it. Hey, we only got 40 more states to go. Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much. All right, moving on. Great call. That is proof. So I feel the first time we talked to her was, I'd say, 90 days ago. She put a call in, maybe not, but so you can see the momentum of us getting, you know, more courage and or faith in ourselves and what feels right. And we got an avalanche now is my goal. Stanley from Alberta, Canada on line 3, property taxes on land patents. Stanley from Alberta, thank you for calling in again, Stanley. Are you there?
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes,
Hey, I heard you fired your prime minister.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe for all I know,
you think it's real or fake? You think he even ever existed?
You know, for all I know, he might be a white hat. You know, and he's just a really good actor. How do I know? He is a really good actor. He's really got that narrative going now, and he's coming down against Alberta, the oil state or province. Mm-hmm. And it's a very curious thing what's going on. They want to bring in, I think Paul Liev will be the next prime minister when it's all said and done. But I'm ready for free energy, you know. Everything is over this oil,
Let's turn the show into a tribute for Paul Hillier. God bless Paul Hillier's work for all of us.
Yeah, I love him. I absolutely. And so how do you surrender, in all of this and just let it happen? Because where I come from, this is, I'm a rebel redneck from all my life, I think. In fact, I got a quote here, a one-liner. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. And I speak for myself. Maybe I speak for everybody. You know, everybody is trying to figure out a way for that freedom and abundance and get rid of all of the charades and the theater that's going on. And how do you do that? Just continue on with that rebellion in love, of course, or do you just surrender to it all and let it all happen?
Outstanding observation. If it flows, it flows, doesn't it? When it doesn't flow, you can just see the way the adversarial doesn't work for you anymore. You just don't want to compete for anything anymore has been my study so far. You just want everything to flow, yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Love it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what's your question about property taxes?
I'm ready for that border to disappear, and I'll have a big barbecue party here when they come up here and take us over. Because
right,
I'm more in alignment. You know, the Patriot community, a lot of the Patriot community, even here in Alberta, they are calling Trump a bully and Everybody is kind of lost in all of this, but, you know, I on a podcast the other day, I mentioned that, you know, Trump has been just about the only thing standing on our, in our way of this alien project or globalist takeover. And, you know, from that's where I'm coming from. I mean, I can't prove that either, but I resonate with that. And so anyway, yeah, my question today is on the property. Canada is a little bit unique from the U.S. in that we don't have a constitution. Now, I go back, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of paying the property tax because there's no provisions that I can see in the Crown Grant. Like there are some exemptions and there are some conditions, you know, when they issued those Crown Grants, but I haven't come across anywhere where there's any exemption from property tax. And maybe you can help me out with that. But I know there's people that have done Crown Grants here in Canada and figured they didn't need to pay property tax, so they didn't. But the judiciary put together a seizure order, and the sheriff came out and seized the property. And okay. Put people
Can you hold me right there?
Yeah.
Just so I don't lose. Thank you so much. Okay. So when we're working with other places on the planet, other countries, other states, other counties, what we're noticing is there's a play in the English language to trick us without understanding, overstanding the trickery. So as an example, you said land grant. Okay, so what is the definition of a grant?
Well, a land grant, crown grant is
okay.
The official
hang on.
Term.
Hold me there. I'm not going to go off on a limb here. Yep. But so the people who are representing the legacy grant system, we'll call it, don't understand the legacy land grant process. So someone, we're not going to name names, someone granted us land, did they not?
Yeah.
Okay, so how come you can't have it now is what we're really talking about. Because we created infrastructure between the time I was granted land and now. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, so now who granted us the land? Go ahead and recite. It's the Queen, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where can I talk to her real quick? Because I thought she gave me my land. So you have to get way up the food chain is all I'm suggesting. When I work with this California, Solano County, the individual working it is actually questioning the integrity of how we represent words in a way that's incredibly comprehensive. So they'll cite contradictory terms of discovery and demand a definition of when you get publications back. So and this isn't my favorite thing to do, but it works very well. Okay, great, you guys got me. I've got to give you my land, but can you please clarify? And you have a lot of laws up there to help you clarify documents and what they mean in legality. As an example, I'll use the Solano County one. This will work in your area too. This is some of the discovery requested of the defendant, so to speak. What is the routing number of the lender? Question mark. What is the address of the lender? What was loaned? So now you have to define a loan. What is a loan? And you set your loan number. What is an account? Okay, so I'll just cite, what is an account? Well, you'll find that the account that you're under will be something related to debt. Okay, so how did you get, so now you going back up the ladder, what is debt? Please tell me. That. And no one's going to want to deal with you because they won't be able to recite it. So if we start getting, if we work smarter instead of harder, is all I'm suggesting in some of these situations. At the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, destroying the population of Canada and displacing it, and now we come back and realize this. The Industrial Revolution engineered your, not only your English language, your legal system. So to go around it while participating with it, you have to start right in the beginning. That's what I found. So again, get your area geography to tell you what is a land grant. Get as far up the chain of title as you can. Okay, what is a land grant? And that's where you, Canada, will win these opportunities, in my assessment. See, you can't even tell me what a land grant is. It's been that's why all your books are going electronic, so you won't have any history or understanding of the true history. What is a land grant? I ask you.
Well, I think it's a loyal title, and a loyal title is absolute 100% free, clear title. So that might be the solution right there. You know, you can go into Black's Law Dictionary and really get down to the nitty gritty of the term, the definitions. But yeah, the way it is right now, like from the original Crown grants, it's been watered down through many, many, many different government, you know, the Municipalities Act and the Alberta. So I think I lost you, Q.
I'm here.
Yeah, and so I'll listen to the replay on this here, you know, three or four times. I'm in kindergarten, and I want to be good. God is good. God is great. I want to be good. Like I, it's tough to do when you're still way down in kindergarten. but you know, it's quite a quagmire, and. But I'll listen to the replay a few times like I always do to try to get down to the bottom of it. But I think what I'm hearing you say is, and then there are other remedies too. Like I remember the preamble in your last call on the homestead, you know, that one party, he had his land patent, but the county continued taxing him, property taxes for something like, or the bank maybe it was, for 12 years. So there's remedies that are available, like, you know, if you get into the Bills of Exchange Act and properly endorsing and promissory notes and so on and so forth. But I don't think we have to resort to that because the one thing that I really want to do is with a land patent, we can build whatever we want to, but there are exemptions there again, and I want to be 100% free and clear of having to get permits, you know, for this, that, and the other, and definitely get out of that, rise above that property tax thing. So I'll leave it there. I appreciate your letting me talk to you about this. It's a fascinating study.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep us abreast. It helps a lot of people. It's just so amazing that you're able to do this for us. Thank you so much for educating us. Keep going.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye. Much love to you. All right, good call. All right, let's see if I can get caught up here. Fumbling. Okay, we are the 18th day of January. Let's see. Ken from New Jersey on line 4. Update on progress. Ken, are you there on line 4, New Jersey? Looks like you got a little wind in your sails today.
Yeah. How you doing, Kev?
Good. Glad to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. What you got? What do you got going on?
Well, we're getting down to it, I think. And the question I got is, we're in 1856. The property that we're part of was auctioned off after the guy died. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, is that going to be far enough where I can move forward from there? Or do we still have to go back to the original grant?
Got to go back to the original grant. Can you tell me, thank you so much. Can you, do you mind if I ask some questions?
I didn't want to hear that. Go ahead, yeah. Sorry.
Do you mind if I ask some questions?
No, not at all.
Okay, so who auctioned off the land?
I think it was a county commissioner's.
Okay, so there's your proof right there. The county doesn't own the land.
Oh. What, say that again? I'm sorry.
So there's your proof right there. The county doesn't own the land. It auctioned it off because they didn't pay and or no, they didn't have a successor to ownership. The counties are not your friends here. I haven't found one county that really wants to help you federally patent your land.
Yeah, no, I'm aware that's what we're up against. No problem. Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about that, but sure, that's proof right there. Perfect. All right.
Yeah, so you don't play in their corral there. You go outside of there. Now, I didn't say we're real, real good people. We know that we voted occasionally and we paid a couple bills, and so we know that our neighbor works at the courthouse, and we're all good people here, but at the same time, we were never ever supposed to be taxed on our land. We should never be embarrassed on our land is the term. So to do that, you have to be the successor of the patent. So you're way before the auction is the relevance and or the identity that you're going, the identity of title has to begin at the succession of the originating land patent. I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, that helps.
Okay, any other questions?
No, hold on. My wife might have something here. She's been doing most of this research.
Hi, Q. It's Susie.
Susie, what do you got for me?
So, I'm the timeline that Ken's talking about, the 1856 auction, the mm-hmm. person that died and owned it was Isaac Morris. That was part of the original family that had the patent. So there's about, I think, 300 people I have to go through in Morris's to find, you know, the trail. So I'm still working that end. But at least we're now on the Morris family that had the original patent.
Okay, hold up there just so I can stay, so I can keep up with you. Forgive me. Okay, so are you in? It's okay to ask you questions. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in possession of the property right now or live on the property, is that correct?
Yes, we are in possession and live on it.
Okay, so all you have to do is take the original land patent, like we've done on the banner. Forgive me for not saying that earlier. On the banner of VBS Radio, the templates are right there. I'm sure you've seen them. All you have to do is sell the property to yourself in the allotal style we've showed you. That's all you have to do.
Oh.
You don't have to go hunt down the successors of the potential successors of the land patent. You just need to sell the property back to yourself in the allotial title format. So you don't have to go. We're assuming that you've already gone to the recording office and seen that nobody re-recorded allotial title for the acreage you're talking about or the location. So if you can't find that, then you're the successor. You just need to do the process of reselling it to yourself, and away you go. You're good to go.
Oh, thank goodness.
that's why it was engineered this way. If there's no successor, then you're the successor. I want to live here. That's all the United States Constitution was and for the most part, globally, that's the way all succession is supposed to work. You just have to you just have to prove that you want to live there and you're the successor. That's all we're doing.
Right. Okay.
I hope that helps. Thank you.
Definitely.
My love to you. All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, BBS. Moving on. Line five, I believe. Rob from Burlington. Update on Burlington and Ontario. Rob, are you there? Thanks for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. How's it going?
Hey, really good. I'm always... Ontario's a... Ontario's really... powerful place for me, and I'm just always enthused when you make progress, and can't wait to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I like it here on Ontario as well. It you know, it's kind of like the hub of where all the Great Lakes are, so there's some good energies here, and so I enjoy it.
Yeah,
and I was actually
Do you,
sorry,
do you live
that?
Next door to Geddy Lee?
Geddy, no, unfortunately, I don't think I do.
Yeah, you might be in a different neighborhood. But, I understand.
I enjoyed the John is in Mel Gibson. That's perfect synchronicity for some stuff that I was feeling this week. So that's that's awesome. That message.
Yeah,
we got
some work to do, but we're getting through. We're getting through.
Yeah, yeah, and also I wanted to you know, you mentioned Paul Hellyer, and I'm just very grateful for the stuff that all he's done. And him and I were supposed to get together in 2021. He was probably one of the only people that replied to me. I reached out to a bunch of people, and he was really excited to meet me. And we were supposed to get together, and unfortunately, he fell sick and ill and passed away before we got the chance to meet. And so he said there was much to talk about and much work to do. So I hope in some way I'm still carrying that on for him.
Well, I'm going to do his work as well, and please tell us, what would you like to play with today?
Well, so I had a little update for here in Ontario. I reached back out to them. They were very quick to respond the first time, and they sent me a website, and I went to, and it looks like it's a website you can go on and figure out, you know, who's got title and that sort of thing. And of course, when I go on to do that, I started playing around with it and learning it and following through the, you know, she sent me a PDF with the steps to how to figure it out and put in the county and the lot number and everything. And so I was going through all that and figuring out how to use the website. And then of course, when I start looking and entering in stuff in my region, in the Halton region near Burlington, it keeps on saying access denied, or, you know, error. And I was like, oh, of course, this is perfect. And so the website doesn't work. So I called them a couple times and no answer, and left them a message, you know, regarding that, and then specifically about grants. And they've just gone MIA since then. They were quick to respond the first time, and then as soon as I mentioned land grants and then both the website not working, I haven't heard from them in over a week. So I'll follow up with them again and the email the girl sent me. But I just wanted to, you know, for people listening, if you guys could put some juice behind this area, because it seems like there's some attention on it, or if people don't want that being found, you know, the work being done in this area, because for whatever reason, I tried searching another area and it didn't say access denied, only in my area. So I find that kind of funny.
Very good. Now, what we're studying more and more about how effective we are individually. So when you get more capabilities like yourself, we're finding that if you, I realize it's fun to be lazy, but if you actually go to these, the dimensional reality they're in, you actually go to their office and you sit with them and say, hey, how does this work? I'm kind of thinking about doing this. How does your web page work? They're, as their service, we assume, is to be provided, your horsepower of being there in person because you have more light, they're going, the way you're going to animate the situation will get far more efficient if you do it in person instead of electronically. We're watching the electronics being undermined right now. There's a lot of deception with your electronics. Your communication, you cannot trust anymore electronically. So for the days when you first started Googling are completely different than today. So that's a real electronic war you're observing. So you can't really query. All your software is compromised. Every web page is compromised. There's only one internet, everyone. So my suggestion is when you go and manifest solutions for yourself, if you like that word, you got to be in front of these people and really be unbelievably spiritually professional and use your tools. Say, I really want to do this, and I know some people have done it. How do I do it? And get the no's. It's okay to get no's. You're going to see the path. It'll coach you. When you get roadblocks, just find someone else in their offices that can talk to you, and go right to the top if you need to. You just go right to the top. Don't worry about the clerks giving you a no. So that's my suggestion. Does that help a little bit, or give you some encouragement?
It does. And I'm going to have to figure out where they're located, because I went to that was the first step I took, because I do like showing up. And then, like you said, there's no substitute for in person, and I'm not a fan of email. So, you know, on the phone's fine, in person's way better. But they actually closed all the land offices. So, but I mean, this lady's got to be working out of somewhere. I finally got directed.
Say it one more time really loud. What happened?
They closed all the offices.
When did they close them?
I think 2021, probably around the pandemic.
about the time I started working on this, huh?
Yeah.
Once you see the roadblocks, you say this is all obviously timelines that are you know, just to slow us down, try and lock us down.
Yeah, and yeah, so I don't.
Good like, job.
They so whatever those there, apparently there was like. Individual offices, and I went there, and they're like, "Oh, they no longer exist. You got to call this number." And so then they gave me the runaround, and then finally I got a hold of the Crown Land patent officer. And even on her email address, she doesn't have physical office location like in her signature. So I don't know. I'm sure the Ministry of Natural Resources has an office somewhere. So I'll go. I'll just go there.
Okay. Any other questions or observations?
No, that was just an update to let you guys know and say thanks for Stanley for calling in. It was good to hear him again.
Yeah, Canada is going to be reasonably easy because you have so few states. So all I need to do is knock out, you know, we all, as long as we just knock out one in British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec and so forth, we just, okay, fine, we'll put Calgary in there. No one lives there, do they?
I don't know. I've never been.
Okay.
I'm going in the summer though. So.
Just kidding, everyone. I got so much love for your geography. It's just a very, very powerful area. And I just want everyone to be free. And I assume everybody else wants to be free there too. Thank you for your call. I'll move on to the next call unless you have any other questions.
No, that's fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and love you guys and love all the work, and I appreciate it all. So thank you for taking my call again.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep grinding on us. I want to hear about it all the time. It encourages and helps so many people in your area, in your region, in your day, in your time, in your space. Thank you for the call. All right. We're getting down to the end here before we go to timelines, but let's see. We got, Cindy from Luxembourg. I'm going to need you to call in on a different time on that. It's a great topic. Cindy from Luxembourg. Why don't you call in on PRQ at the end of the day? That's a great topic for what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to go to line one, going through the Rolodex here. Going to be fairly quick here. Mike from New York on line one, multiple questions, establishing title, the sheriff's oath, and notarizing documents. Mike, are you there on line one?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, so I believe I heard you say several weeks ago that we need to try and find the title to the property from when the country was first established. If I'm accurate in
okay,
that.
Hold up right there. The first time there was a potential for succession. Keep going.
Okay. But the federal legislation, right, for the land patent, the Homestead Act, wasn't passed until 100 years after, give or take, the country was established. So, you know, how do you grandfather in land that was that title, or right, or succession was had before the act was passed?
So you would still, if you were the successor, you could still preserve succession. Thank you for the question. It's outstanding. You could still preserve succession if you could state possession of the land you're on. So if you want a success post the Homestead Act, is just the same as what I'm doing my best to explain. You still have a successor. You still have a succession process. You've all agreed that you're going to have a constitution and constitutional rights. So aren't you still a successor even if you don't go to the originating succession? You can do it that way, in my opinion, too. How are you going to teach that at your local community is up to you. But the process post-homesteading that we've documented would most likely be the easiest way.
But what document would we file in lieu of that original land patent?
Original land patent, if you have possession, is exactly what the templates are explaining you to do. If you're on federally patented land that does not have a successor, it speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay. I think we're talking two different things here. So let's go, right. I'm in New York, obviously. The Homestead Act was created in order to develop the West, right? And the federal government gave up its claims to the land in the original colonies. So it's hard to find land patents unless you find something that was given by military service or something like that. There were no, you know, there really was nothing given under the Homestead Act. But I can find lots of grants from the Crown to various individuals that took them from the Indians, right, the Native Americans and their nations. So that could be considered not only is that a contract, but also a treaty because it's different different nations. So
okay, hold me there. I got to move on to the next show, but you have it exactly right. Someone granted land is where you would like to start. And it doesn't change the paperwork and templates we've given you. You just have to recite the grants and the definitions of the grant and the location of succession. So nothing changes. You still have to sell the land back to yourself in a lodeal title. I hope that helps. So we don't care what the succession was, we care when there was succession. Excuse me, when. So we're just stating someone granted us this, and now we're retitling it to the succession. Thank you for your call. It was a brilliant call. Mike, please keep calling in and keep questioning me. The sheriff's oath and notarizing documents is real important stuff. Keep calling me. Thank you for the call, BBS Radio. I'll take a quick break here. We'll move on to timelines, in which we will be talking exclusively about aliens in your political roles. Do love loving you guys. You loving me. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. And I'll see you in a few minutes. See you in timelines. Bye-bye.